Welcome to Mind Your Biz Today on South Florida's only all-business radio station, 880 AM. Today's business world is fast-paced and ever-changing. Gain a competitive advantage by listening to Mind Your Biz Today, hosted by Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage. Janie is a best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire with over 35,000 hours consulting C-suite executives. She will help you navigate today's business hurdles and maximize your opportunities with thought-provoking discussions with CEOs, business authors, and thought leaders. Learn the latest trends and profit-producing ideas for growing your business.
Mind Your Biz Today is brought to you by Vistage, the world's leading CEO organization whose member companies outperform the market. Visit Vistage.com today.
Here's your host, Janie Smith.
Good afternoon, South Florida, and welcome back to Mind Your Biz Today. I'm your host, Janie Smith. I'm president and CEO of Smart Advantage, Inc., and the author of the best-selling book, Creating Competitive Advantage. Our show today is very interesting for most of you that run businesses of any size, small businesses, large businesses, and if you're just in a startup. I think that you're going to find today's information extremely useful. Before I get into the program, I would like to remind our listeners to please visit our website, mindyourbiztoday.com. Give us your comments, your questions, and show ideas. If you have a particular topic you would like us to discuss in the coming weeks, we'd love your feedback. We'd love your questions. And if you have something you would like us to air, we'd be happy to do that. So please communicate with us. Okay, so today let's talk about a subject near and dear to my heart. I am a consultant. Smart Advantage has been in the consulting business for over 20 years. And I've come to realize that a lot of businesses, large and small, either misconstrue or misunderstand the role of consulting and coaching. And so I want to talk a little bit about the pros and cons of each and what they do for a business. There's a lot of misconception about, let's just talk about coaching for a minute, what at least my perception, and again, we'd love to hear your comments out there, particularly if you're coaches and consultants, please email us. One of the things that coaches do is they guide you to make better decisions. Coaches are sounding boards. They act as the, your conscience in some cases. Coaches may be saying, gee, you had this goal, you had this objective, it's still out there, we're still not making any progress. What are your impediments? What's in the way today for you? And coaching can be extremely useful for business owners, business executives. I have done coaching for CEOs of small, medium-sized businesses to the tune of, roughly 35,000 hours I've accumulated today. That's a lot of time sitting with folks. I've also done some coaching with C-suite executives in some very, very big international firms. And it's so interesting to me when I go to do what I do, how much that person is looking for that sounding board, how thankful they are to have someone to talk to bounce ideas off of in a confidential setting, things they might not be able to say to a coworker or an employee. And as well, sometimes they don't want to take it home. They don't want to discuss it with their husband or their wife because it's taken the work home, and they get home and they just don't want to deal with those things. So it can be a tremendous stress reliever amongst everything else. Now, the thing I want to say about the difference in my perception between coaching and consulting for anyone who's considering one or the other, consultants generally bring a very specific expertise into your business. They help you grow your business by bringing you tools, processes, methodologies that you may not have previously been exposed to. And the key thing in both of these cases, the thing that I find most useful for anyone is the objectivity that an outsider can bring. I know that when I walk into someone else's business and I have no vested interest in how I respond. I'm not going to make more money or less money if I tell the truth. If I say, hey, you know, I see a real communication issue in this department, or I see some infighting here that you may not be aware of, but it needs to be addressed. And again, the other role of both the consultant and the coach is to uncover the 800-pound gorilla. I mean, nearly every business has that 800-pound gorilla, something we're not talking about, something that needs to be addressed, but everybody's afraid to deal with it because of the ramifications of what might happen when we get to that 800-pound gorilla. Now, you know, it's so easy for me to sit here and tell you how valuable coaching and consulting is because I've sat on that side of the table as both the coach and the consultant. But I want you to know that I have also sat and continue to be on the other side of the table. I have a consultant and I have a coach. I have this wonderful coach, Ron, who's been coaching me for years. You know, what I've learned most in running a business is that we can't see the forest through the trees. No matter how hard we try, we can't see the forest through the trees. It's a human condition. And, you know, I've talked in previous shows about the work of my book, which is Creating Competitive Advantage. How to identify your competitive advantages, and how do you go through the process of uncovering both advantages and disadvantages? And it's so interesting. A couple of years ago, I have a little advisory board that coaches me, and one of them said, well, let's go through that process for your business. And it was shocking. I live and breathe this work on uncovering competitive advantage, and I couldn't do it for my own business. That forest through the tree syndrome is human nature. So I think that people need to understand if you're in business, whether you're running it, owning it, running a department, even if you're just, not just, if you're the key people, if you're in sales, you critically need to have that ability to have a sounding board. Am I going through the processes right? What am I missing? We can't see it ourselves, and that outside person is tremendously helpful. So I want to give you an example of Smart Advantage. My business, we go in there and we help companies identify competitive advantages. Our process spends the first day working on uncovering as many competitive advantages as we can find. And we guarantee our companies that we work with will find a minimum of 50. And people say to us at the front end, that's ridiculous. You'll never find 50 in our company. We don't have that many competitive advantages. Well, we do. We find 50, 60, 70, and our top so far is 125. That comes from the objectivity, the ability to see things from a different perspective, that different angle. The other thing my consultants and I, when we go to a client, that we're able to do is we're able to identify operational considerations that team is talking about but doesn't even know they're talking about. And that means they're having a discussion. They're saying, well, we don't do this or we should do that. But it becomes very clear to us with a clear lens, without the subjectivity of being one of the in-house players, we can see what those operational considerations are. And so it makes it much easier for the company to address things. The other thing that the outsider, the objective outsider, can do is to get the team talking in new ways. Get the team talking to each other about things that they didn't even know they needed to talk about. The 800-pound gorilla is something we all know we need to be talking about, but we're fearful of, or we're afraid of what it's going to mean to address the 800-pound gorilla. But sometimes the outsider says, I bet you didn't even know you had this issue. Let's talk about this issue. Let's see what we can do operationally to fix this, because your people are all talking about the symptoms, but we can see what those symptoms mean. What I'm trying to convey is that outside coaching or consulting isn't just for CEOs. It's for every level and immensely helpful. So I just want to talk, I've got a couple minutes here before the commercial break, and then we're going to have a wonderful interview with Brent Anderson, who I'll describe in a minute. What I wanted to talk about are the pros and cons, and not so much, we talked about the pros and cons, but I want to talk about how you select somebody. When you're out there and you're interviewing for a coach or a consultant, you want to carefully vet them. I see too many people. I mean, I have, over the years, I had a real estate agent who lost her job when the real estate went bust, and then she became a coach. Well, I don't know what she has in her background to qualify her as a coach. Maybe she has something I didn't know about, but I think you have to be very careful. Vet that person as if you were vetting them as an employee, and that's both coach and consultant. Get references. Do check the references. Don't be superficial about it. Make sure that you're retaining the person who is going to best benefit your business. So we're going to get ready now for a commercial break, and then we're going to talk to Brent Anderson. Our sponsor on this show, as you know, is Vistage International. Brent has been a member of Vistage for 3 years, and we're going to talk a lot about the Vistage model, coaching and consulting, and what CEOs, business owners, and key executives get out of their roles in Vistage. So there are a lot of different ways in which we can get coaching and help for our businesses. You can have an individual. You can have roundtable groups like Vistage. And we're going to talk about that one because we've talked about individual this so far in the show. So we're going to get back to Brent in a minute. We're going to break for a commercial. Thank you, Vistage, for sponsorship. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with Mind Your Biz Today and Janie Smith after this word from our sponsors.
As the CEO, are you avoiding tough decisions? How can you do more with less? Who do you turn to for real advice? What do 14,000 companies who have unparalleled access to new business perspectives, innovative strategies, and actionable ideas have in common? Vistage. Vistage is the world's leading CEO organization who offers their members business coaching benefits not available anywhere else. To see if you qualify for membership in Vistage, Florida, contact Chip Webster at 1-800-733-4832 or visit Vistage.com today.
Here is Janie Smith with Mind Your Biz Today.
Thank you, Vistage, for sponsoring. This is Janie Smith, your host for Mind Your Biz Today. And we'd like you to visit mindyourbiztoday.com. Give us your comments, your suggestions for future shows. We'd love to hear from our listeners. You give us all kinds of good comments, and we find out which shows you love and so that we can repeat those themes. So please give us your 2 cents. We'd love to hear from you. So now I want to bring to you, as I said, Vistage is our sponsor. And I want to bring to you a member, Brent Anderson, who is the CEO and president of Polestar Pilates Education and Polestar Pilates Centers. It's an orthopedic, he's an orthopedic certified specialist and a licensed physical therapist, and he's a leading authority in performing arts, medicine, and Pilates evolved techniques for rehabilitation. He lectures nationally and internationally and consults with physical therapy companies, universities, and educational bodies throughout the world. Brent has become an absolute expert in his field and has grown a wonderful business. Brent, are you with us? Good
with you. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for being with us. We know that you've been a Vistage member for a little, almost 3 years. We'd love to hear from you. We've talked in the first half of the show about having the opportunity to have objective sounding boards. So how has Vistage helped your business grow since you've been a member?
Well, I think probably the most important thing for me is that belonging to that group has removed what I call the emotional interference for me. And I think, you know, ego gets in our way as CEOs and this role that we play. And Vistage has allowed me to remove that whole emotional interference and really forced me to face the facts and to look at my business strategically, and it has made a huge difference in a very difficult time to bring my business into a successful state of being, and I'm very, very thankful for that.
I love the way you describe that, removing the emotional component, because when we're out there on the ship all by ourselves, it's real easy to get emotional. But when we've got that team around us who's supporting us, so tell us a little bit about how that's worked for you. What do you have in your group?
The nice thing about the Vistage group is that it is a collection of, in my particular case, middle-sized companies, maybe $5 million to $50 million a year in revenue, with the CEOs very diverse from business, banking, merger acquisition to construction, maintenance, financing, auto financing, very, very diverse groups. And of course, mine is probably one of the most diverse representations in there. But I feel like our chairperson, Amanda Ellison, has really done a good job of bringing in a great diversity and also an experience in life that allows me to have the equivalence of, you know, I would consider 10, 12 consultants at my fingertips anytime that I have a question. So for me to have, you know, business is business, and we all have different products, but business is business. That's what I've learned from Vistage, and having those people around me provides this continuous support and feedback mechanism to be able to build my business.
So it doesn't matter what business you're in. What we learned from Vistage is that all businesses pretty much have the same problems, whether you're selling product, service, distribution, you know, retail, whatever you are. There's people problems, there's operational problems, there's financial issues, there's how to read balance sheets. So let's talk about the Vistage model a little bit, because I know from my personal experience there's three major components to it. So let's talk about each of those. The first one, you talked about Amanda being your chairperson. So you have a one-to-one with her, and she acts as your coach. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Well, this is a very personal part of what Vistage offers, and this is where the coach or the chairperson meets with each individual for a number of hours per month in my office. And, you know, she now has basically a briefcase with files filled on Brent Anderson and holding me accountable. I mean, I think there's nothing as important as being held accountable. As a CEO, you walk into the office and, you know, you can BS anybody you want to because it's your business. But, you know, when you sit down there with your chairperson, there really is no BSing.
It's no place to hide when she comes in. Hey, Brent, you said you were going to do this 3 months ago. It's still on my list of things for you to do. What's the deal, right?
That's exactly, Janie. There's times where I know she's coming and I want to crawl underneath my table because I know I'm not ready. And I love that because, you know, and it's holding me to you said last month that you were going to have this, this, and this done, and that this was going to be your primary focus. And there you are with that attention deficit disorder again, bouncing all over the place with these different ideas. You need to come back in. You need to reel it in. You need to focus and stay on point.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I say, I do a lot of speaking around the country on my book and on different topics, and I always say, in this world today, we all have ADD. Whether you're running a business or not, we have such an onslaught of information coming at us and so many things that we're supposed to be chasing all the time. So the idea of having someone come in, it's like Ashley just said, having somebody say, okay, out of all that stuff, what's the most important? What do we need to do that's going to advance your business the most? And that's pretty critical. So I understand that's what she does for you. Is that right, Brent?
Exactly. I mean, she guides me, directs me, and yet, you know, the beauty of it is, you know, she's not doing my work for me. You know, and I find that to be very, you know, there's a real genuineness to this process. I mean, it is making me a better CEO. It's making me a better person by being held accountable. And I, you know, and in 24 years of business, you know, I've never really had anybody sit down and say, you know, hey, I don't want to hear that story.
Yeah.
That story last month.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And I gotta fess up and say, you know, I haven't had time to focus on that.
Right. I know. That's terrific. So let's.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do next week?
That's right.
Go to me. So it's been great.
So let's move to another component of it. So in addition to having a personal coach once a month, you also have speakers from around the world or around the country, experts in their field. So can you give us examples of any of those that have helped you very specifically?
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite parts, and I think my chairperson does a great job of inviting guests in that really meet the needs of the group. Everything from, you know, I remember one of my very first lectures that I went to was about a guy from DEA, drug.
Oh, Bob Stuttman, I know him.
Oh my gosh, it was so eye-opening. I have three teenagers now; two of them are adults, and just hearing what he was talking about that was going on in the community here in Miami and South Florida. and then to realize sort of the liability that we're exposed to as employees and things that we do as far as, you know, if you invite somebody out for dinner and you buy them a drink, an employee, what's your liability? If you have a company party and there's alcohol at that party, what's your liability?
Sure.
That was one of my first ones, and I thought, you know, I never would have thought of that. I don't drink personally, but I mean, you know, who wouldn't do something like that for a Christmas or a holiday party? Then there were, you know, amazing presentations on building your company culture, on accountability, on finances. I feel like I can look at my finances. I can look at my EBITDA. I can look at my key indicators. Looking at strategy, we have people come in that have talked to us about building your business strategy.
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a CEO yesterday, and we were talking about how shocking it is that so few business owners, I want to say that differently. I don't want to indict the whole world, but so many business owners, how many of them out there who cannot, I've had an earlier show on this, who don't know their break-even point, don't know their EBITDA, don't know what their key indicators are, or don't have key indicators to keep their business functioning. And that's what this show is about, trying to bring to awareness to people in business. These are some critical tools that you must have in business. So, I mean, I think it's terrific that you're getting them from Vistage. We want our listeners to know that you have to have these tools with or without Vistage. But, you know, Vistage is a great place to get them. But you need to be considering these business tools. And then, of course, the third part is, I mean, I know that there's the ability to put issues on the table to talk about what's your biggest decision, what's keeping you awake at night, and using, as you said earlier, this roundtable of other CEOs as your sounding board and to get advice. Have you had a particular instance where they've been able to help you make a decision that you may have been going down the wrong path or couldn't decide whether or not to do?
Oh, boy, did I have a big one in the very beginning. I had a big noose around my neck with a company I had out in Denver, Colorado, and it was just sinking and sinking fast, and it was, you know, hurting the companies that were doing well, and it just wasn't turning, and I kept having this, you know, false hope that it was going to turn, it's going to turn. And when I presented the issue very early on to the company, the people in my Vistage group, very quickly they were like, you know what? You got to cut your losses. Your first losses is the best loss. Don't drag this out any longer. And being able to hear that and hear that, you know, people survived, and here I was thinking of, my gosh, it's going to take me into bankruptcy. It's going to destroy my business. It's going to destroy my international reputation, which was very important to me at the time. And to be able to sound it off of them and say, you know what, you're not going to drown. You're not going to die. We've all been through it multiple times. You know, get rid of the anchor around your neck and move on. And, you know, it was a tremendous support over a period of about 4 months to be able to truly, you know, completely disconnect. And I'll give you the example. I had a general manager out there that every week was telling me in the report, you know, it's going to turn around, it's going to turn around. And one of the ideas from the Vistage group was tell him that you will give him the business for $1 and that you just want to be indemnified on the lease and let him take it since he believes it's going to turn. So I turned around and I said, hey, you know, buddy, why don't you just take the business off my hands? You can have it, all the equipment, everything. You can have it for $1 and just indemnify me on the lease. 3 days later, he calls back. He says, I don't think this business is ever going to turn. And that's when I said, you know, you close those doors next week. We reimburse the money that's on the table, sell all the equipment, keep 10% of what you sell. We're closed for business.
All right, Brent, we're getting close to having to shut down here. We're closing in, but I want to thank you. That's terrific advice. In my earlier show, I talked about one of the things that I see most often with CEOs like you is sometimes the blinders are on about the ability to lose the losers. And you're saying with your Vistage group help, you were able to lose a loser in time to be healthy. So
It saved my company. It really saved my company and given me the strategy to, you know, recoup the damages that I had lost from
right,
there.
Well,
and
Brent,
it's been a real blessing. If I could say one more thing
We're really out of time, Brent. I'm sorry. We're just wrapping up here. We're down to the wire. But thank you so much. And maybe we'll have you on another time because I'm sure there'll be a lot of good conversation we could have going forward. But thank you so much.
That was good, Danny. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ashley.
And, yes, Ashley, thanks. And I just want to remind our listeners, to go to mindyourbiztoday.com. Give us your thoughts and ideas. You can also look at our website, smartadvantage.com. 880 The Biz. We're really happy to be part of the 880 The Biz station. It's been quite a few weeks, and we're really enjoying the show and hearing wonderful things from listeners. So please tune in next week. Have a great weekend, and thank you so much for joining us.
You've been listening to Mind Your Biz Today with Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage, best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire. Tune in next Friday at 4:30 p.m. for another great program here on 880 The Biz.